BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. All time low. Stop by to help find Greg James, and we get the world exclusive first play of their new track, Sleeping In. Spoiler alert, during the show, we do figure out who's got Greg James. Enjoy. Who even has a Sherlock Holmes hat and pipe combo just lying around at home?
Our producer, actually, who brought it in and said, right, wear that.
Is this some kind of fancy dress that you... Yeah.
But it's weird because he thinks that he's brought that in, and if we put the hat on and that, we'll take this so seriously that it'll get done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Who's got Greg? Anyone know? Let us know. 81199. We're going to try and solve this today. By the way, that pipe, you definitely can't smoke that in this studio, okay?
Smoky, smoky.
Don't smoke it.
Scott Mills.
So, as you may be aware, Greg James has gone missing. They've taken him. We're all trying to find out who has, though.
Right. I'm hearing from everything that's been gathered so far that fingers have been pointed at Molly King. That seems to be the name that is getting bandied around. A lot of heat around Molly King right now.
Here is an update of where we're at with the investigation.
Greg James is a no-show.
I was blindfolded with a red scarf. The only thing that was said to me as I got into the car was, you're going to the boss's place.
I saw this picture of Anne-Marie on the red carpet and she was holding this awful scarf.
Freya Riding also had the scarf.
Greg found this coded note. They have decoded the message. Let's put red scarves on other people to detract attention from the two of us.
There's two.
Two.
Dermot Kennedy was on and they were quizzing him and he said it's not him.
What I do know is that whoever does have him has a very posh voice.
Tom has gone for Molly King.
Get me Molly King on the blower.
Well, some audio came in overnight from Greg.
So it sounds like a disposable camera, you know, like the wind-up ones from the 90s.
Oh, my God, I do remember a photo of Jack Whitehall with a disposable camera in his mouth. That's too coincidental for that not to mean something. There's a reason why...
Is that a phone?
Leave your message after the tone.
Hey, can I drop off the dry cleaners? And I'll let you know when it's done.
Lizzo, leave a message.
Lizzo, it's Greg James. I need to work out who you're calling and then I can get out of here when we've worked out who has got me.
Ranald Watson on Twitter has just tweeted a picture of a USB stick that was found on Chilton Street, which is where you were.
The USB stick, it's on, it's working.
It's pictures of 8 dresses. They've all had their heads cut off. I think they're all Molly King. I was literally just with her.
Put the building on lockdown right now!
Hey, this is Lizzo. Leave a message.
Hiya, Lizzo. It's Jordan again. I left a message earlier this morning. If you want to ring us back...
We could really do with your help.
Would really be helpful if Lizzo did call back at some point, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. That
right.
Would, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm concerned for Greg in this little room as well, just from a hygiene point of view. I don't know if anyone's thought about this, but this guy, obviously kidnapped from the Brits, just imagine... The smells.
Yeah. I mean, these are all the things that I've been thinking about. I know we're trying to find out who's taken Greg, but Greg, are you there?
I'm here, and you're right to be concerned about the smells.
Mm. Yeah. So have you... This is just what I was thinking about this morning. Have you had a wash?
So I have access to a toilet and a basin. So I've had a gentleman's wash.
And where is the toilet?
It's... It's just, I've got a little hatch that takes me to a toilet. And then I'm back in.
That's not weird.
They don't tell you about this glamour when you sign up for breakfast, do they?
I've got to say, it's really, it's sort of beautifully bleak. It really is. And it's definitely all designed to make me feel isolated and weird. And I do feel like both those things. I feel a bit like I feel like a troubled detective on a BBC One drama.
Yes.
You know, like, just desperately trying to keep his life together, marriage on the rocks.
Got it,
like,
yeah.
Can't
yeah.
crack the case, 8,000 coffees. It's like yeah. trying to get through it. I'm yeah. on this lead. I'm trying to get that. That's what I feel like.
And a right, scotch to take the edge off.
But here's the thing. Whoever has designed said room and involved in all of this, it makes you think, if it is someone that we've always thought is nice and lovely, they've actually got a bit of a deviant mind, haven't they? Molly King yeah. looking almost confirmed yeah. for this now, and from the clues that we're seeing.
I'm saying if it is Molly and Matt is involved, they definitely want your show.
Yeah.
this is not you're not the first person to suggest that.
Yeah. Well, are you in the same...
If you want it that badly, guys, you can have it.
Are you in the same pants?
I'm in the same pants. I'm in the same clothes I was wearing at the Brits. It's yeah, it's desperate times, but yeah, it is a bit like that. But I feel like today has been we've had loads of breakthroughs today. It's been I was quite low sort of mid morning, and then suddenly loads of stuff came through. And I was like, oh my god, we're getting stuff. There's clues being dropped. There's, you know, it's actually moving quite quick now.
Is this a Dion Dublin off of Holmes Under the Hammer situation? Is it a stairs leading up to the bedroom situation?
Where do we start? You've got stairs going up to your bedroom. On my right hand side, you've got the stairs going up to the bedrooms. There's your stairs, straight in front of you, going to the bedroom. Stairs just there, going up to the bedroom.
Now, where do you think we should take this, Greg? Seriously.
Yeah, because you've been across all of this. Really, you've got the best idea of where... How can we help? What can we do?
How can we help?
Well, basically, so what's happened so far is that where we've landed on at the moment is the link between Lizzo and the captor, or, well, captors. There are two. That's been confirmed by the secret code that was cracked overnight. So two captors. Lizzo said she was going to get back in touch when the cleaning was ready.
Yeah.
So I think a really good thing to do would be obviously wait for that phone call.
But here's the thing. Pop stars are notoriously unreliable.
They are. But maybe I think the dry cleaners is a real thing to go for, because there might well be something. Well, I imagine there'll be something there which is of interest, because all this stuff is not by accident.
No.
This is meant to make this a decent mystery for the detectives out there. Like, things are being dropped here that we shouldn't ignore. So I think that's the next thing, is when Lizzo, maybe Lizzo calls back, leaves another message or something about... I think it's the dry cleaners is what I'm sort of... I can't get out of my head.
Yeah. What Leave is in the dry us. Cleaners? That's the key here, isn't it? What is in the dry cleaners? Could be the dress Molly wore at the Brits, in which case that pretty much decides it's her.
So a dry cleaners near Lizzo or Harry?
Or... near the... this is the thing, I don't know. This is not... I'm hoping that it will become clearer, but there's something in that for sure. I mean, maybe a dry cleaner's near the venue that I was taken from, or maybe near where I actually am now. I mean, that would make sense, surely. I don't know.
Leave all this with us. We'll all have a think. Let's have a ponder. 8-1-1-9 if you can think of
anything. Song.
I know, sorry about this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right. Stop. Greg, over to you.
The phone is ringing. I knew this would happen. It's ringing again. But it's outside of my cell and I can't...
Oh, that's annoying.
I can't... It will go to answer. Shush.
Hang on, hang on. Let me leave your message. Leave the mic. Dry cleaners next to the river, opposite by the Domino's, opposite the Big Tesco's.
I never thought I'd hear Lizzo say the words Big Tesco.
Someone's going to be able to figure out where that dry cleaners is, right? Someone's going to be able to figure out where that is.
By the river, next to Domino's, opposite the Big Tesco.
That's the one. That's what I heard.
The dry cleaners. Let's get on it.
Right, get on it. Anybody? We've got to find Greg.
A breakthrough.
Someone's got him. A breakthrough at last. Thanks, Lizzo, for not being unreliable. I did say that some pop stars are unreliable. She's definitely not one of them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do we feel like we're getting any nearer? I feel that we might.
Yeah, that's huge progress. It's progress,
big progress,
isn't it?
That, yeah.
Dry clean is what we need to focus on.
So, on the phone, which is outside Greg's cell, wherever he is, Lizzo left another message. Now, it's quite hard to hear, but this is what happened about 10 minutes ago. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what she said was...
by the river, Tesco's, Domino's.
It's like off of cartoons, you know, when it's like on the other end. Right, so what Lizzo said was, dry cleaners next door to a Domino's near a river opposite Big Tesco's. I'm going to keep that forever. Lizzo saying, Big Tesco. It's my fave.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Actual footage here of Lizzo talking on the phone.
Okay, so if you can understand the clue that's given there, then... Because we need to find Greg. That's what we're all doing today. Yep. Who's got Greg? And we've narrowed this down thanks to all of your help. The latest clue from Lizzo is a biggie. And we're basically looking for a dry cleaner's. And there's so many different suggestions, but dry cleaners, next to a Domino's, there's a big Tesco's nearby, and a big river.
Mm-hmm. Which is what she said here. But you couldn't understand her, yeah.
Clear as anything.
Yep. Line one, who's this?
Hi, this is Maddie.
Hello, what are you saying, Maddie?
Hiya, I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good. What have you got?
Well, as soon as you said Domino's and a river and Tesco, I thought it sounds like you're describing my DMU campus.
DMU, okay, DMU campus. So
yeah, the university.
And there's dry cleaners there?
I'm not 100% sure about dry cleaners. There's quite a few shops near the Domino's.
Okay, and where is this? What area of the UK?
Leicester.
Leicester, yeah. Leicester. Okay, DMU. Okay, yeah. All right, good. Good to know. Thanks, Maddie. We'll investigate. Line two, who's this?
Hi, it's Jess.
Hey, where are you?
In Congleton in Cheshire.
Okay, what are your findings, please?
Just down the road from me, there's a Johnson's Dry Cleaners next to a big Tesco attached to a Domino's on the back of the River Dane.
That could be it. The message said opposite a Tesco's. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it is opposite.
Okay.
Right, where's your one then?
What area?
Cheshire.
What area of Cheshire though? More specific, please.
East.
Okay, what's the name of the town? Like, just don't need the name
Congleton.
Of the town. You're 90% there. Congleton, got it. Okay, cool. Line three, who's this?
Hi, it's Paul.
Hey, Paul, what are you saying?
Right, I've done a little bit of research on Google, and Greg was last seen at Chilton Street. Not far from Chilton Street, there is a dry cleaner. It's called the American Dry Cleaning Company.
Oh.
With a Tesco's just round the corner, and I made the link with Lizzo being American and the American Dry Cleaning Company.
The dry cleaners is called the American Dry Cleaners. Lizzo is American.
Sorry, there was a noise there. I dropped my chips. I'm that excited.
Okay. No, good work, Paul. Listen, this is what it's all about. Everyone listening, this is the fun of it. We all get to be detectives today. So nice work, Paul.
Greg James.
Yeah, this is good. Yes. Okay, we just need to find out dry cleaners. What I would say is with being so close to this whole thing and looking at every bit of information, surely it's a dry cleaners in London. Is it not? If they're in... If the stuff is... You know, the clothes were from the Brits and they're Harry's or whoever's... I don't know. Am I being stupid? Am I narrowing stuff down too much? I don't know.
There must be
surely
a link.
The river means River Thames, no?
We could. Well, yeah. It doesn't say though, does it? I guess logic would say that is the right way to go. But also in the message, didn't they say that if you turn up with her number and ask at the dry cleaners, that's the next instruction. So if we can find this dry cleaners, we can go there with a number. We know what the number is from a previous clue, and then this will move it on massively, won't it?
I think so. I think in that American pop star way of like they think there's only one river in the UK.
Yeah,
they're like we're down by the river. It's the River Thames.
Okay,
you know, I just feel like it might be. We should have a look along the river maybe for a Tesco
that's
opposite
true.
A dry cleaners and a Domino's.
That's true because did Lizzo say a river or the river? Because Americans do call it the river. You see, Americans do call the Thames the river because they think it's the only one. Yeah.
Spanner in the works here, though. Someone's just texted saying, I'm at the dry cleaners near a Domino's in Congleton, opposite Big Tesco. Man on a laptop sat in there.
Leave him alone.
He's just
do not approach that man.
He's just on his laptop. Leave him alone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
But apparently Harry Styles is from, is it Congleton? Is that how I pronounce
Cheshire,
it?
Yeah.
Congleton, Cheshire.
He is.
So this dry cleaners that keeps getting talked about, there, should we roll it out of our inquiries?
Yeah. Ruth's saying Congleton near Holmes Chapel, which is actually where Harry's from, if we're being more specific.
Is it?
Beth, hello, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I am.
Right, OK. Can you confirm this for me? Because I know that you're a big fan of Styles.
So, when I was younger, when they were on X Factor, everyone obviously loved Harry Styles, and that we found out that he was from Holmes Chapel Cheshire.
OK, so it is Holmes Chapel.
Yeah. So, maybe he, like, sent something to his mum to take to a dry cleaners that she knows.
Harry's mum? She's involved.
Yeah.
Could be.
You never know.
Oh, it was Anne all along.
Well, the thing is,
that's a curveball.
The thing is, he was sat with his sister
but
at the table when the wine was spilled on his leg.
Okay, Gemma.
Yeah, so she could have gone home to Harry's mum and taken his clothes with him.
Are you obsessed that I know all the members of the family's names?
So yeah,
it's
this is
all
what
the styles.
This was confusing me. Oh, you think it's a family thing? Right, but there's dry cleaners in the area. Do you know where it is?
No, I don't. I'm not from Cheshire. I just know that Harry Styles is, and his sister was there, so you never know.
How does the man with the laptop come into this?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I'm saying, let's be careful about this. Let's not bother the man with the laptop too much.
It's just a man on his laptop,
especially if he's doing that thing, you know, in dry cleaners where you sit in the dry cleaners and your trousers are washing and you just sat there in your pants. Is that
I don't think that's. I don't,
no one does
I don't
that
think that's happened since 1956.
What I'm saying,
Chris.
What I'm saying is, if the guy is on his laptop and wearing no trousers, leave him well alone. He's not anything to do with this, I imagine.
Is anyone in Congleton 81199?
What shout out?
Anyone in Congleton?
Shout out Congleton.
Shout out Congleton. Yeah, a lot of mentions. I don't think I've ever mentioned it before on Radio 1 in my life.
Congleton.
I am now. 81199. We shouldn't roll out everywhere else, though.
No, let's just... Yeah, but let's get this bit cleared up.
Yeah,
Congleton.
Okay.
Dry cleaners.
I just want to know what the guy's looking up on his laptop.
Scott Mills.
Here's All Time Low. Hello.
Yeah, you're back.
Hi.
Hi, lads. How are you?
So good.
Good. Right. And we've got a world exclusive of your new track in 40 seconds, 35 seconds from now.
It's that soon?
Yeah, it's that
soon.
Oh my God. And I want to be the first person in the world to play it. Because there'll be some dude in New York being like, dude, I'm going to press play on this now. Well, okay, I'm playing it first.
Yes. Right. That was a good New York impression.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we've got plenty of time to chat after we play the new track, which is called what?
Sleeping In.
Is it from your new album?
Yes, it is.
And when's that out?
April 3rd.
Okay, 10 seconds, keep talking. What's the song about?
Sleeping In.
Okay.
Are we counting this down? How are we doing it?
Five seconds.
Four.
Three.
New.
Two.
All-time
oh
low
gosh.
Music. Now on Radio 1.
I woke up on a Tuesday. Felt like a Friday night to me. Never want to leave this bed. Tell me that you got nowhere. Closing up the curtains while you call out of work now. Turning off my phone while you take off your shirt now. Waste another day, another night, another weekend. We don't sleep, we don't sleep. If I said I want your body, would you hold it against me? Seven in the morning when I'm listening with me. Sleeping in.
First time in the world for new all-time low. Wow. It feels good having a world premiere. Thanks for letting me, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for playing it.
I was nervous for some reason, like somehow we could mess it up.
Like the song would go wrong at some point?
Yeah. It didn't.
No.
Or maybe like someone had handed me the wrong version and then get fired.
Not what I did.
it's out there now. Happy? Are we
so happy.
It
feels so nice to have it finally in the world.
Our baby is born.
I know. Look at you boys. I'm so proud of you.
Aw.
Look at you. Gemma says, oh my God, my new favourite song. I'm so proud of All Time Low, you see?
Let's
the
go.
Fans are proud. Yes, boys, so excited for the album. That's from Naomi. Lizzie loves it already. Sleeping In, new All Time Low, and the album Wake Up Sunshine out on the 3rd of April.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I feel a bit bad because we've delayed finding Greg James for this, but I booked you months ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
priorities.
There's priorities.
I don't know that he was
All Time Low before Greg James, always.
Right, I don't know if he was going to go like missing or get taken.
You can't expect these things.
Have you been following this?
So, yes, absolutely. How could we not be?
We can rule you out of the inquiries now.
Is he? You don't have him. Is he eating? By the way, what is
I'm
he eating?
I'm not going to say that we don't have him.
Oh,
yeah.
We no, can't. Don't confuse us. Don't do that.
Hmm. Well, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying that we don't.
I'm going to add that new track to my my list of good songs by All Time Low.
What?
There's loads.
Short list.
Let's go.
And don't forget.
This is a good one, yeah.
Good one, yeah.
We do have some good songs.
Yeah?
Who made this mashup? This is incredible.
I wish I could say it was me.
Are you doing that live?
Oh, they've missed the best one. Oh. Dirty Laundry. Best one.
Oh,
my favourite song. Good.
We reference it in the new song.
That's why
Did
I love
hear?
The new song, yeah. I heard that line, yeah.
It's for you. I did that for you.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah. Where was Weightless in there, please?
I'm asking the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All right, you know, with the Greg James thing, might as well ask you guys.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know a dry cleaners that is next to a Domino's and near a big Tesco, near a river?
Jeez.
Yes. Yeah. Guys?
I'd say maybe Little Venice.
Which dry cleaners do you use, generally?
Over here?
Yeah, when you're over here.
Madam Simons.
She's great.
Also, she gets all the Domino stains off my shirt, so it's perfect.
I found this earlier, and I can't believe this was a decade ago, where you guys decided to cover Alejandro by Lady Gaga in the Live Lounge.
Yes, we did.
That happened.
Yes, we did.
Don't call my name, don't call my name, Alejandro.
Still slaps.
So good. Alex has a good voice, I'm going to say it.
Hey, stop it.
He is good, isn't he?
Stop it.
I mean, you're all good, you know.
Didn't we cover Britney Spears, too?
Did you?
I think so. Yeah.
We covered Britney, now she's in our new song. We reference her in our new song.
I heard the reference there as well.
A lot of tie-ins.
Reading in Leeds this year as well.
Yeah, main so stage. Excited. It's been years. I'm pumped to be back.
Yeah,
it's
main stage. First album since 2015.
It's been a
minute.
April 2017.
It's been a minute.
Now, I know that you kind of did a little track for the fans about a month ago, but this is like the first proper one from the album.
Yeah, it is.
But they're both on the album.
They are both on the album.
Okay. Have we got Fine Greg now, have we? Okay.
What?
I know, I'm sorry.
I thought he was going to walk in behind us.
I thought it was him for a moment.
You were so surprised.
I know, that's it. Our producer just hobbled in the background. He's on crutches.
Are you okay?
He said no.
Yeah.
Did Greg hurt you when you went to feed him?
Wait, you know where he is?
Really?
Oh, should we do it?
Should we play again?
Let's go again.
Right. I mean, we've got you here, okay?
Yeah.
It's a pop emergency. Do it again.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, let's go.
I love it. One more time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There we are, double play.
I think love it was better the second time.
It does sound better. Everything's
better.
Let's go for a third.
And here it is. No. It's All Time Low. We're sleeping in on BBC Radio 1. Right, here's the thing. I honestly thought that Greg James would have been found by now. And there's no easy way to say this, but we've got to continue the search. So our time's up, guys, together on this occasion. And we would have had more time, but it's the Greg James thing.
Can we do anything? Is there anything we can do to help?
Well, I was going
to
say, right, so apparently you were at the same Brits after party as Greg James the other night.
Yep. I cannot confirm or deny that.
Oops.
You're not helping. anyone suspicious? Do you see anything there that might give us any clues?
He was talking to the singer of Biffy Clyro at one point.
Simon.
We did see Simon.
Yeah. So
he was around. He was seen.
Have we interviewed Simon?
No. And Simon's not come up once.
You know what was weird is Charlie XCX had a table, but I never saw her at it. So, you know, what was she doing?
Exactly.
Charlie, if you're listening.
Look, we can look into all of this then. Yeah. Cheers, guys.
Guys, I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much for letting us have the world premiere pop emergency of All Time Low.
Thank you for playing it.
Thank you.
And we will see you soon. Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Love them, lads. Thank you, All Time Low.
Love them. Distraction, though.
Massive distraction. But, you know, what can I do? They were booked ages ago.
I know.
I thought he'd be found by now. Anyway,
good song as well.
Really good song. Back to Who's Got Greg? I can't even remember where we're at. Something about a dry cleaner in Congleton.
Listen, it's dead simple. Everyone has managed to figure out the clues. And we've got our working sort of theory at the moment, which is we need to find a dry cleaners that's next to a Domino's near the river.
The river.
They did say the river as well.
Not a river, the river. I don't know if that helps.
Opposite, Big Tesco.
Yeah.
We can do that. Come on, guys.
We can do it. Come on. 81199. Loads of people in touch with their theories. We'll get some of you and what you're thinking in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg James.
Yes, I enjoyed that little interlude of All Time Low.
Yeah, I mean, it did delay you being found, of course.
No. Sorry. It's nice to... I said earlier that the radio has just like been a nice company because I've heard nothing else. I got nothing else.
You got nothing?
That's it. You get to sit and listen to Radio 1 all day. Nice.
Dreamy. and I've sort of been looking at looking at dry cleaners and how many people have been saying, there's a dry cleaners near me that's near a river, near a Domino's and near a Big Tesco. I think it might be this one. So we're onto something here with that Lizzo clue that just happened about 20 minutes ago.
This is the one. This is the path we need to walk
got
down
to be.
Now.
Got to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so we think this item that Lizzo is on about is in a dry cleaner in Congleton. That's what.
Well, that's one of our leads.
That's one of our leads.
Yeah, that's one of the ones we keep coming back to because it fits the clue. It's near a Domino's, near a river, near a Tesco, something like that. Congleton.
My slightly weird Harry Styles knowledge led us to that, in part.
It's good knowledge, that, of the entire family.
I've been told we can speak to Millie. Hello, Millie.
Hello.
Right, where are you right now?
Just right outside the dry cleaners.
Where?
In Congleton.
Okay.
Yeah, in Congleton.
Right, and you, there's loads of people there.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of people. The car park.
Oh no, this was always going to happen. Yeah. Hey, Millie,
I did think when we started saying about this dry cleaner in Congleton, I was like, how many people might show up to that?
Millie,
you know?
be honest as well. Is there a slightly weird looking man on a laptop in there?
There is, yeah.
Oh.
Is there?
Is there?
Right.
Yeah.
Still leave there. Leave him alone, I think. Okay, well, look, the obvious thing to do from here on in is, if I remember right, on the voicemail you got, Greg, Lizzo said, go into the dry cleaners and give them my number. And we have that number, right. Don't we? We got that number earlier on in the day.
Do you want me to give it to me?
Yeah, please.
Sorry, I'm just looking at my phone. So many people have been sending me the... like the Google image of this dry cleaners. It's never had so much scrutiny on it. Right. Okay, so Millie, the number is 07984 595 517. The thing is, what are we expecting to be in there, and why would it be in Congleton, which is a long way away from the Brits and where I was taken and where Lizzo and everyone was? But I mean, there might be a clue. It could be
might be Molly's dress. Molly King's been linked to this a lot. There might be something on the dress, or
Surely it's the dress. it's Molly's dress that maybe had a spill on it or something.
Could be a spill.
Hopefully it will be maybe Molly's, in an ideal world, Molly's dress, which is like an orangey type thing.
Let's just wait and see. I know you're pretty tired there. I think we just got to kind of knock through all these different clues, right? We can send Millie in, can't we?
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, so Millie, if you wait there, you've got the number. We will get you to enter the dry cleaner in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Oh, this could be it,
What I love about this, and I love about Radio 1, is how tense waiting for someone to enter a dry cleaner's can be.
Okay, so our listener Millie is currently outside a dry cleaner's in Congleton.
Goals.
That's where... Why would you not want to do that on a Thursday? That's where we're at on Who's Got Greg.
But it fits the clues, this dry cleaner's. It's near the places that were in the voicemail. Next to a Domino's, near the river, opposite a big Tesco's. Okay. And that's where we're at. And Millie's outside there now.
Greg, we might be about to find you.
Well, we'll get a major clue, hopefully. Yeah. Millie, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm inside now.
So, Millie, this is really simple. In the voicemail that Greg got earlier, or that was on the captor's voicemail, Lizzo said you've just got to hand over her number. Now, we got that number in a clue earlier on. And you know that, right?
I haven't got it to hand, but yeah.
Okay, do you want me to read it out to you?
Yeah, if you can. Okay.
That's a Lizzo voicemail there. All right, listen up. You've got to be careful with this one, Millie. Don't get this number wrong.
Don't get it wrong.
07984. Yep. 595 517. Are you going to go and speak to the dry cleaners now and we'll just listen in?
Yeah, I've just given the number.
Oh, she's in.
Yeah, she's in.
Okay, they're giving me something now.
Oh my god. Dry cleaners.
It's Dolce & Gabbana.
Yes. What?
It's a jacket on it and then it's got the number written on a tag.
Okay. Go on, what's the number?
Go on.
The number, I think that's just the phone number that you just gave me.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
What does it look like? Describe the costume, the outfit.
I haven't unzipped it yet. Let's just unzip it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a green blazer. Oh, it's got a disposable camera in the pocket and it's it's got a pocket square. It's a green blazer.
Okay, I'll tell you what we can do. We can give you a little bit of time to search that blazer properly and you can come and report back to us with anything that's in that jacket, okay? And then we'll have more clues on this and we can push this forward.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll give you some time to have a real good
really
look.
Search it, okay?
Okay, Millie, okay.
Scott Mills.
Okay. Millie, you still there?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Right, so what are your findings? What's going on? Tell me.
So there's nothing other than a camera in the pocket.
Oh. Okay,
a disposable camera.
So you've got a green jacket there that was in the dry cleaners. This is what's going to move this along. So we have to assume, because it's a green jacket, this probably isn't Molly King's green jacket. Therefore, this is the jacket belonging to the other captor, because we know that there are two. So this is a major step forward. So you've searched that green jacket properly, and all you found is a disposable camera.
Yeah, a disposable camera.
Right, so surely now we need to develop the camera photos developed.
Which is a wicked idea, Scott, because as you know, whenever anyone has a disposable camera, you can't help but take sneaky pictures of yourself. That's what I would do anyway. Disposable camera, knowing that it'll get developed. So we're bound to get some good photos on here. So I think, moving this forward, everyone listening, let's get these photos developed. We need to find a camera shop that's close to this Congleton dry cleaners. Also, I think search through pictures of people at the Brits and let's find who was wearing a green jacket.
Let's do it.
Are we good?
I think we're good. All right. More to come on this breaking story as it unfolds. I have music from Blossoms and Georgia Smith coming
Newsbeat.
Next.
Newsbeat.
Extreme.
Newsbeat.
I enjoyed that.
Extreme news beating.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I believe we can speak to, is this Alice on line one?
Hi.
Hello, Alice. What are your theories?
Well, I googled some of the images from the Brits and found a photograph of a tweet that Foles had tweeted on the night.
Yeah.
And in the background, there's a lady wearing a very lovely green suit.
I've seen this picture. Hang on a minute.
But yeah, I don't know who the lady is.
Oh, I do.
Do you? Do you really?
Can I say?
Do you actually?
Can I say? Hang on. Wait.
Who's that?
I don't know whether it is.
No, you're about to just throw a name out there. It's like, oh, I'm not sure, actually.
You mean the lady in the green jacket behind Yanis and Greg?
Yes, enjoying a very nice glass of bubbles.
Yeah, she is. See, I'm not going to say who I think it is.
Sounds like it's an amazing story there, though. No?
Okay. I don't know whether to say.
Fine. So, look, two
lines... I think it might be Roman Kemp's girlfriend.
Random. What, she's taken Greg?
Well, maybe he has, because, I mean...
But...
If anyone would want Greg off the radar...
Do we know if the suit jacket that's gone in the dry cleaners is sort of a satin material?
Yes, I've got news for you on that. Great question. So, one of our listeners called Liv has tweeted the jacket. I think Radio 1 are going to put it up on socials.
Oh.
You'll be able to see what the jacket is. Try and match it up with anyone that was wearing that jacket, the Brits. If we do that, we find the second captor. Also, we're going to get these photos developed, so we will have news on this very soon.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Becky.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
York.
Okay, hi, Becky in New York. Who are you ruling out? Who do you think it isn't?
Lewis Capaldi.
But why?
because on the back of his green jacket, there's a blue and white sort of pattern on the back of his green jacket he's wearing.
When he was performing, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so it doesn't match up with the picture that's on the Radio 1 socials right now. Clever, I like your thinking.
Yeah, so it could rule someone out at least. So
that's the point, actually. We can judge a lot of people's green jackets at the Brits were too jazzy.
They were,
like, quite funky patterns on there.
Yeah. So are we eliminating Lewis, I think, are we?
We are, yeah.
Okay.
Lewis Capaldi. Eliminated from inquiry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're all invested, aren't you?
Everyone is.
It's
Scott,
ridiculous.
Chris, listening to Radio 1, driving from Birmingham to Cardiff for the Premier League darts. Can we please find Greg before 5 p.m? Be appreciated.
Someone says, this is like when they find the killer on BBC One Drama. They find the killer, but then someone's like, I normally check how long the programme's got left. You can't do that with this.
True. I do that as well.
I do that as well. Okay. Hello, Greg James.
Hi.
We're just trying to rule people out with the jacket stuff. Lewis Capaldi, eliminated from our inquiries. You were also wearing a green jacket at one point. Have you taken yourself?
Well, I will confirm that the green jacket is still with me. And I would say it's more of a khaki.
Yeah, your okay. one with your white trousers there. We're basically waiting for some photos to be developed. They're going to be developed very soon. We were told about 3:30, weren't we?
Yeah.
And that will be our next massive clue, I think, because this was what was... These are the photos from a camera that was found inside the jacket. But in the meantime, we can rule people out. There's a picture of the green jacket on Radio 1 socials right now. So people are being detectives all over the UK right now and trying to match up the green jacket on the Radio 1 socials with what people were wearing at the Brits.
See, I'm even thinking now, I'm looking at that thinking, well, what size is that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to work out the person from that.
Everyone's a detective.
Oh, they are. Including 8-year-old Evelyn. Hiya! Oh.
Hi!
Are you loving this, Evelyn?
Yeah.
Okay, who would you like to rule out of the inquiries?
Well, I was going through my mum's phone and I typed in Brit Awards, green jacket, and it came up with Dave.
Dave? Okay.
Yeah.
And is Dave's jacket different to the one that is on the pictures that we're all seeing right now of the jacket from the dry cleaners?
No. It's the same.
It's the same jacket, is it?
Yeah.
Let me have a quick look myself. 1 second, Dave.
Bear with Evelyn.
Well, you see, Evelyn, I'm looking at Dave's green jacket right now, and it looks a tad more jazzy than the one that's in the picture I'm seeing on the Radio 1 socials. So I'm not sure. I think we could probably rule Dave out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you reckon?
Would you like it if we ruled him out, Evelyn?
Yes, please.
Right, we'll consider him eliminated from our inquiries.
Yes, please.
Goodbye, Dave.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, James.
Hi.
You okay, hon?
Yeah.
What?
I'm nearly a broken man in here. I went out for a wee through the little hatch.
Oh, you've got a little hatch for a wee there, haven't you? No, he's not weeing in the hatch. He's got, like, the hatch leads him to an actual toilet.
Oh, okay. No, because I quite like...
It's a tiny little doorway, and I've managed to miss knocking my head on it every single time. I just smacked my head in it. It's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, weird God. Little hatch to
wee through. Well, also, there was no one in here. I was just going, oh, God!
On your own.
And there was nobody to come and go, are you okay? Like, there's nothing I can do.
Chill out, babe. We're going to get you out.
I'm sensing slight anger is now setting in.
I'm done. We're so close.
I
can only imagine how frustrating it must be for people listening, because I'm really frustrated. We're so nearly there with it. I just can't quite like square the final little bits. There's so many people suggesting a couple of names, and I just... Like, there's loads of evidence to suggest that it's Molly King is one of the captors, right?
Yeah.
There's loads of stuff that makes sense. A load of people have been saying that Alan Carr... But I just can't work out the whys and like why would that work? Why is that why here?
Yeah.
Why them together?
It's about ruling people out whilst we wait for these photos to get developed. Because I think that is going to be a major step forward.
Yeah.
And that can't be too long.
No.
But we're ruling people out. Like, we can rule out Jack Whitehall. I'm just reading an article here.
We can?
Jack Whitehall, I think so. Judging by this one, Jack Whitehall, 31, don't know if I can say this, always with an age on in the articles, isn't it? Leaves Brits Bash with Brooklyn Beckham's ex-girlfriend. Oh. Anyway, after partying until 4 a.m.
Well, we don't know that to be the case, but that's what they're saying.
But my point being, he looks busy at that time. He wasn't... do you know what I mean? He wasn't capturing Greg.
I mean, a lot of people looked busy that night, and he was one of them. Yeah. Right, we can also...
So we can eliminate him,
I think so.
I think.
Also, I quite like this. This is quite weird. Mark in Siverton's not okay. He'd like to rule out Tiger Woods. He has a green jacket from winning the Masters, but wasn't at the Brits. Thanks for that. Really helpful, Mark. Laura, who would you like to rule out?
Alan Carr.
Oh, you want to rule out Alan as well? Why?
Because on the night he tweeted that he wanted to know whether he should wear a green jacket or a purple jacket.
Yes.
Okay, so
looks very similar to the one in the picture from the dry cleaners.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, this, because a few people are messaging in saying, is Alan Carr, the jackets look kind of similar.
Oh,
are you saying...
So we're accusing Alan Carr.
Are you saying that we should rule him out, or are you saying that it could be Alan Carr that's Greg's captor?
I think it could be Alan Carr.
Yeah, but then Greg's saying that it doesn't match up.
Well, no, I'm not saying... I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying I can't work out the exact... Because there's loads of evidence and clues that points towards Molly King, but obviously the jacket is a thing with Alan, but I can't work out why he would... What's the Harry Styles connection to that? What's the Congleton, the dry cleaners, the camera? We need to find out what's on that camera, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I think this is a good working theory to go with, though. Like, I wouldn't rule this one out.
Imogen,
where are we at with the camera?
Imogen's been ongoing. Stop talking and go to Millie. She's got
Millie.
The photos by now. Okay, hello, Millie.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, right, so where are you at the moment?
We're still waiting for the photos.
Oh, listen, Scott paid an extra fiver for Express here. What's going on?
They said it's going to be 2 more minutes.
Oh, come
two
on.
Minutes.
Oh, he's just teasing.
Yeah, he loves the drama of it all, isn't it?
All right, just interrupt me at any time, okay? I'm going to play Halsey. Just shout my name and I'll come straight to you when you've got
the Scott Mills Daily.
Right, people don't want music for a change, so let's stop that. Halsey, you should be sad. Liv, what's your theory on Alan Carr?
He's guilty.
Why?
He's guilty on many levels. First of all, he has dogs.
Guilty of dogs.
He seems partial to a curry.
Right,
is he?
But more importantly, he's got the same jacket as the one in the photo, and he wore it to the Brits. And he had the little, you know, the little key that Molly had on her dress at the Brits.
Yeah.
He has that on when he was on Graham Norton last week.
Oh my God, this is blowing my mind.
Oh, right.
Right,
he's playing the long game.
So you think that... So Molly King, we think, is one of Greg's captors. You're saying that Alan's got... what with the key?
He's got... They've both got... So at the Brits, Molly had, like, a little glittery, like, silver key, like, pinned her dress. And Alan Carr's got exactly the same one on when he was on Graham Norton last Friday on his jacket.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Millie. Okay.
Millie, hello? Yes, Millie.
Hi, I've got the pictures.
Okay.
Oh,
right,
brilliant.
Okay.
Hold on. Whoa, right.
Eventually, we got there.
We've been waiting a while for these. Yeah. So
Express? I think not.
Yeah, these are the photos from a disposable camera that was inside a green jacket that listener Millie here has gone to collect from a dry cleaners in Congleton. That's kind of where we're up to with this. We expect that these pictures will be able to be our next clue.
Okay.
I hope so.
I'm going to bring in Greg here as well. Greg, you listen to all this.
Yeah, I'm pacing around my room like a caged animal.
With a sore head.
Because I know that there's something. We're so close, and that the key. I saw this key last night. I couldn't work out what this key was on Molly's top because it was only on one of the photos. Okay, so Minnie, what are the photos?
So I've got the first one, and it's a picture of him with a scarf around his eyes.
Who?
Greg.
You?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So that's
the photo that was taken of me in the car.
Yeah, so there's just a picture of you with a microphone to your face with a scarf wrapped around your eyes, a red scarf.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if any of these...
That was That was what was, yes, I was blindfolded and put in the car to be taken to this room. So that was the photo that we heard the click earlier.
Yeah, oh, the red scarf. I mean, that was one of the first clues about 378 days ago.
That's right. We need to see if any of these photos match up with this working idea that it could be...
What else?
There's a picture that says Album of the Year, but it's really, really dark. I can hardly see it, but it's just a sign with Album of the Year.
What else?
Well, that would have been... Well, okay.
Go on.
That was Dave, wasn't it? That was Dave, Album of the Year, wasn't it?
Okay. Yeah. What are the photos?
A picture of Molly and Matt.
Nah, move on.
Nah.
No. What's on the photo? What's on the photo?
Is there anything
on
the... Molly and Matt Edmondson.
Right. Has she got a key on her thing? On her
She's
top?
Got a little thing on her top. It looks like a key, yeah.
Ah!
Right. What is this key? Okay, go on.
We've seen that.
And she's wearing a red dress, and that's that one. And then there's another one that just says Album of the Year that's nothing on that one.
How many photos are there? Is there a lot?
About 23, 25, something like that.
We'll have a quick... anything?
What else? Is there a photo of Alan Carr?
Let me have a look. Hold on. Oh, there's a code. There's a code.
Right, a code. Is it a five-digit code?
Yeah, it's 22129.
Well, I've got a padlock here. Hang on. Hang on. 22.
22129.
221.
Yeah, five digits. Here we go.
29. Hang on. 22129. Oh my God! It's opened. Yeah? It's opened. Okay, I'm taking the padlock off.
We're done.
And this could... Oh, no. I actually feel pretty sick. I'm opening the door to my room now. Molly King! Molly King!
What's going on?
Where the hell am I?
Greg, come on out, because I do have an accomplice. Look to your right.
Alan Carr!
Yes, evil mastermind!
Where am I?
You're in the shard!
In the shard!
You're at the top of the shard, Greg!
39 floors.
Don't say we didn't treat you.
Why did you...
Because I hate you. I don't. I love you.
I am shaking.
Come and give us a hug.
I feel
Let's
so...
Let's see how bad you smell.
Oh, it smells in it's like a boy's bedroom. It smells... I can smell lynx. I can smell desperation.
I'm actually shaking because I had no idea I was this high up in the world.
Didn't your ears pop?
No, I don't remember anything because I came from the Brits drunk.
Yeah.
And they put me in a lift, they put me in a wheelchair and brought me to here and I had no idea. Are we in a suite?
This is a suite, baby. This is where me and Molly have our after parties for the Brits A-list Illuminati after party.
I am so confused. Why did you take me?
Greg, we had to get you back for hide and seek. All of the presenters, we needed to get you back. And here you go. You deserve this, to be honest.
Do you know how hard it was to get my dogs to bark? They're not very vocal, my dogs. They were my Irish setters. I had to run around my kitchen with a sausage going, who's that? Who's that at the door? Who's that?
So they're your actual dogs?
Yes.
Because I've met them.
Yes.
We had a lovely curry out here as well.
Curry?
Yes.
So you've been here. This is ridiculous. But we cracked it.
We've done it.
And we got it.
Yes.
And the listeners got it. And
there were a few giveaways that, I mean, Alan did put his jacket in the dry cleaners.
Yeah. And then... But you know, my voice was scrambled.
It's your
One
voice.
Of your listeners last night on Twitter was so clever. They've got a machine that de-scrambles voices.
So my voice was like this.
And then he's like, I've got Greg. I'm like, what listener has this kind of machinery at home? Are they a spy? How can you de-scramble? Wow. So I'm sitting at home. A few people were like, Alan wore that key on Graham Norton. Molly's got the key.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we had spotted the key because I spotted the key last night, but I couldn't work out the connection.
Yeah, it's such a disgusting brooch, isn't it? And like they
Not
said,
the
wear
stylish.
Something that, you know, you could link. So I knew I was going on Graham Norton, so I thought, I'll pop on my little key.
That was ages ago.
I know. This has been planned for ages.
We've been planning this for so long,
Oh,
Greg.
My God.
There's a lot to debrief
I don't
here,
trust
isn't
anyone.
Oh, I mean, this is such
but
a debrief.
Guys, this is the thing. We've got Greg. It's Molly King and Alan Carr.
Wow. Amy in Derby says, sweet peaches, this has ruined my brain for 2 days. I've been late to absolutely everything. I loved it, but Thank God it's all over. Greg James is a free man.
If you love reality TV,
then you're going to love the Reality Tea Podcast. Message.
This is so crazy.
All your favourite reality TV guests spilling the tea direct.
Yes, honey.
We can't have a conversation. There's only so much you can fist pump.
They can kind of show what they want to show for entertainment purposes.
We get into all the things that make the group chat pop off.
I'll speak to her. I'll say hello and stuff, but I wouldn't trust her as far as I can throw her.
Oh!
It's not a food I'd particularly order on the menu.
Oh my god. Get out of my face.
Make sure you check in with me, Raj.
And me, Pillar.
For the reality tea. Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds because me, Kim Kardashian, told you to do it.